With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana State University will pay former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill $28,000 for a canceled speech he was supposed to give on Monday. MSU canceled the speech due to, quote, unforeseen circumstances. O'Neill, who says he killed Osama bin Laden in 2011, was arrested in Butte Friday for driving under the influence. In a statement, O'Neill said that he had taken a prescription sleep aid and had not been drinking. MSU spokesman Tracy Ellig says the money to pay O'Neill will come from a general university fund that is provided by taxpayers. Tickets will be refunded to anyone who bought them. Ellig declined to talk to Montana Public Radio on tape for this story. An appeals court has upheld the prison sentence of a former Chippewa Cree tribal chairman. Bruce Sunchild was sentenced last year to 34 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to theft, accepting a bribe, and income tax evasion. Sunchild sought a lighter sentence, saying the prison term imposed was unreasonable and he was a minor player in the crimes. A 9th U.S. Court Circuit of Appeals panel of judges rejected his argument today. The judges say Sunchild's role was small but critical because of his position in the tribe. Prosecutors say Sunchild accepted a $25,000 vehicle as a bribe after authorizing $300,000 in payments to a consulting company run by a Haver businessman. His case was part of a wide-ranging investigation into corruption on the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation. Federal aviation laws up for review in the U.S. Senate could change the way states regulate air ambulances. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Over the past year, Montana lawmakers have been searching for ways to protect consumers who get slapped with unexpected air ambulance bills that can run in the tens of thousands of dollars. But state lawmakers have been limited in what actions they can take because of federal laws. Amendments of the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act, introduced this week by Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hoeven and Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester, try to give states more control of air ambulance regulation. Tester and Hoeven's amendments could go to vote Thursday afternoon. But Tester says the amendments could face some opposition.
The holdup is it's a different way of doing business. Normally, this is all regulated from the federal government. The federal government really has not taken an interest in air ambulances, and it's been well documented in Montana and in North Dakota, and probably a lot of other states where these bills have come back way, way too high, and somebody who has insurance thinks they're covered aren't.
Last month, a federal judge overturned a North Dakota law aiming to regulate elements of air ambulance services. Under current law, states cannot regulate air ambulances' rates, routes, or services. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana officials say restrictions aren't needed along a stretch of the Boulder River near Big Timber that residents and anglers protest is being degraded by too many commercial floaters. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials are recommending the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission reject a petition calling for a prohibition on commercial floating on certain days of the week and when the water drops below a certain level. The commission will consider the petition and the recommendation at its meeting Thursday in Helena. The 66 petitioners say since 2011, pressure has increased on the river and has lasted longer than the season. They say left unchecked, the fishery is in danger. A FWP investigation in the claims finds that angler use has increased, but there is no indication that trout numbers have suffered. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee issued a subpoena today to force the Environmental Protection Agency to testify at a field hearing on a Colorado mine spill that fouled rivers in three western states last summer. Democrat John Tester and Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming approved the subpoena, which orders EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy or her assistant to testify April 22nd in Phoenix. The committee is investigating a 3 million gallon spill at Colorado's abandoned Gold King mine in August. The spill contaminated rivers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, as well as in the Navajo Nation and the Southern Ute Reservation. A federal investigation blamed the EPA for the spill, saying an agency cleanup crew rushed its work, failed to consider the complex engineering involved, and ended up triggering the very blowout it hoped to avoid. Barrasso and other Republicans had threatened to force McCarthy to testify at the field hearing, but backed down after the EPA said it will make other high-ranking officials available. Tester said he reluctantly agreed to the subpoena to ensure that the EPA testified at the hearing. Starting Friday, road segments in Yellowstone National Park will open to cars for the season, allowing access to two of the park's iconic locations. The roads going from West Yellowstone and Mammoth Hot Springs to Old Faithful in the Grand Canyon will open April 16th. Entrance fees to the park will be waived for 9 days starting Friday in celebration of National Park Week. Additional road segments in the park will open during May as road clearing operations progress. For more information on the park roads, check out our website at mtpr.org. More than 200 people came to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service event in Bozeman yesterday to learn and testify about Yellowstone area grizzly bears. The federal agency is proposing to take them off the endangered species list. Most of the 50 people who chose to speak at the public hearing portion of the event said that delisting grizzlies is a bad idea. Caroline Bird, executive director of the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, said the Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal needs a lot of work.
If delisting bears is to proceed, it has to happen in a way that continues the conservation success of the past three decades.
That means, Bird said, protecting core grizzly habitat, finding ways to reduce the number of human-bear conflicts, and ensuring connectivity between bear populations in the Yellowstone area with those living near Glacier National Park. The Fish and Wildlife Service is taking public comment on their delisting proposal until May 10th. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.